Hey there, I'm John Zimmerman, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about community engagement. So this question comes up a lot. What can we do in order to increase engagement? You know, there are a ton of things, but let me just pull out five or six that are kind of my go-tos. And number one, I would say it starts with when people first come into your community and onboarding and introducing those members. So what that looks like is essentially as new people come in, do a little bit of research about who they are. Don't just do the casual, hey, welcome, John Smith, and then list out everyone's names. It's a little bit of a process, of an automation, and it feels that way. And so if you really want to capture a moment, right, you want to capture an emotion from people, and you do a little bit of research to find out who they are, like, hello, John Smith, you know, director of engineering at Google. You know, thanks for joining us here in our forum today. You know, I love seeing some of the projects you've done. You know, this can be done by looking at their LinkedIn profiles or doing some Google searches, right? That goes a lot further than just listing a name. So depth, right? Onboarding and introducing with depth makes a big difference. Instant engagement. And you do that for everyone. Next, number two, I would say another go-to would be asking the members of the community to share what they're working on and if they have any requests. I think a lot of times it goes without saying that we want our members to share, but we don't always ask them. And sometimes, just like the onboarding process, it is calling out to them saying, hey, John Smith, would you like to share what you're working on? And what type of help do you need? Do you need connections? Do you need people who have done certain types of things? You know, not a lot of people like to be sold to, but they love to be helped. And so I kind of look at this as friends reaching out to friends, right? And we know through lots of business strategy that it's not always the knowledge, but it's the who that really makes a difference in our projects. Number three, I would list there probably would be contests. And while there are always these grandiose contests that happen in organizations and especially in communities, they don't happen that often. Sometimes it's, you know, once every 4 months or 6 months. And I would say that, you know, there is value in big contest, but there's also a lot of value in more frequent mini contest. And maybe they're not called contests. Maybe there's a shift there in language. Maybe it is a challenge. And it can look like a small challenge with a small prize. But it's something that captures our attention. Think a little bit about how social media works. And as you're going through the feed of any social network out there, you see images that grab your attention. You see videos that grab your attention. Sometimes you see contests and they grab your attention. Sometimes there are these little games, right? How do you rate yourself in this game? You know, are you a leader or are you a follower, right? Do you get what I'm saying here? These little bitty things that pique our interest. These are the types of small competitions that really will often grab people's attention on a daily or weekly basis. Right? Sometimes people just like to, they see a question and they want to answer it. They can't help themselves. And the other thing would be prizes. You know, I can say with lots of communities out there, they have gamified the process by creating leaderboards. And I'll say this is probably like the fourth piece of this is the gamification, right? By giving badges, being on the top five leaders in engagement of this forum. And those are great. I think if you're going to use those, you really need to create that with the actual users and not just come up with your own language. Co-creation is key in this. What do they really want to call themselves? Don't give them a name or a label without their input. But the piece I wanted to circle back to was those prizes. What types of prizes can we give them? Not just these badges. And if you look at, this is more of a marketing view of communities, but if you look at the lifetime value of a customer and you look at the cost to acquisition of that customer, are you really spending that? Now, in communities a lot, we get clusters of people. People come in and bring their own tribe with them, right? And so we don't always have to pay that acquisition cost. But what if you did? What if you changed your model so that you make sure you're always paying some type of acquisition cost for the community that comes in? And we start to look at them as people and not just as numbers. And we start to nurture the individuals, similar to how salespeople nurture a CRM list, right? They put notes there. They say what people's preferences are, what not to mention, what to mention, what are their likes and their interests. If we start to collect data like that within the community environment, and we start to reward people based upon what their interests are, then we retain them a much longer, right? And so in our metrics, we always have new people, right? New members. And we also have retaining members. And so remember that it costs a lot more to get a new member acquisition cost than it does to retain a person. And so we continually have to foster those relationships. And then I would say my fifth point of engagement to consider is not everything is business. It doesn't matter if you're B2B or B2C. Not everything is business. You know, we spend so many hours in a day doing our jobs to perfection. And there's those moments when we just need a breath, right? And sometimes those of us who are so focused on generating, we need humor in our life. And so I like to have like these instances of shares across the community of bringing humor. And, you know, that could be a meme. You know, even in B2B, you have to shake it up. Because if you don't, it just becomes this resource-intensive knowledge base. And that's not what a community is. A community is not a knowledge base. We're putting the human back into the technology piece. And if we don't do that, then we're not going to create the relationships that will change the culture of people being open and feeling seen and feeling heard and willing to share. Because that circles back to our product life cycle of them giving us feedback, of them trusting us, and them continuing to use our products. So those are my five ideas for engagement. I hope you liked them. And if you have any comments, please share. Hope that was helpful.